Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Happy Wednesday. Yesterday was my birthday, and we're going to talk about that. And it's a wonderful day in Las Vegas. We're going to expect another probably monsoon little storm coming soon. But we're going to start off with just playing a couple of songs. And today it's about loving yourself, having joy, and not happiness. Happiness is a moment. Joy is forever. So we're going to go to some music, and we'll be back to just talk. While we're going to music, I just want to remind everybody that I am now a travel agent, and you guys can find me on Divine Royalty Travel, and I'd be happy to help you book that mind-relaxing vacation to help you out with having mental clarity, peace of mind, whether you want to go by yourself or with your family, just let me know. All right, you can reach me at cvwtdiva@gmail.com, and I'd book that vacation for you. And oh, here we go.
Rain falling down, people moving all around. Some never think how great you are. Some never feel with a clean heart. With all that you do and all that you've done, the fact that you gave your only son, you think they'd all cry, glory, hallowed be thy name. Most excellent, most God. Stars and the moon sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, in a day gone tomorrow, days of joy and days of sorrow. Some even ask what life's about, some live and don't see you're the way out. If they'd only look and see your glory in the great heavenly, they'd have to cry out, glory, hallowed be thy name, most excellent God. Mountains clap and the hills sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, you are, no one's holy like you are. You are, yes, there's none beside you. You are, and there's no rock like you, Lord. No rock like you, Lord. You are. I find no fault in you. You're my glorious God. You are. Yes, you're glorious. In your greatness and your power, in your majesty and your victory. Is he to you? He is the main, and so much more. Oh, we worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Go on and worship him, worship him, worship the Lord. Is there anybody here? Anybody love him like I do? Then say you are. Your glory,
She says, wow, that was appointed with the song Glorious. And speaking of Ms. Appointed, she is in charge of this year of the second annual Spin Awards for radio hosts, people who do blog talk radio. Please, it'll be this year in Atlanta in October. I'll get you the dates. But please follow and you guys come on out because there'll be great musicians and great food. We are now going to go to another song. And here we go with Help Me to Pray by Dwayne God. God, help me to pray. I love that song. You ever been in a situation where all you could do was pray? Because sometimes you don't want to, like, cut somebody out or you just want to just stay calm. That's the best thing to do is just take some time, pray. That's it. Or actually, help me to pray, not sometimes. And now we're going into our next song. And here we go with Miss Sheila Moore. Thank you. About joy and happiness. Happiness, what is that? Happiness is, oh, how are you today? I'm good, I'm happy. But you know what the difference between happiness and joy is? Happiness is a moment you feel for something because, you know, you may be like, I'm just happy. But happiness can go away. But joy, I like joy because joy actually means, you know what? You have to take a concerted effort every day of your life to appreciate the things that God has given you, that life has given you, and you just find joy no matter what. Whether it's joy in that you were woke up, joy that you can walk, that you can just be part of life. Joy. Joy is a choice. Happiness is just a moment. It's a feeling. It's like, okay, I'm happy, I'm sad, but joy. You always can. It's better to always choose joy, even though you may be in a bad mood. But when you choose joy, you can actually feel good about something, and you can rethink things that are going on. Okay, so that's joy and happiness. I want to talk to you a few minutes about just being you. How do you feel about you? How do you love you? How do you care about you? Well, I feel good about myself today. I turned 54 yesterday, July 10th, and I am 54. I'm more than half a century year old, and I'm feeling good about life. There's my moments where I'm not okay, but I'm okay to be okay, and I just know that life is it takes its tolls. It has its up and downs. It's not going to be always what I want it to be. It's like a deck of cards. It's like some days I'm going to pull an ace, and a jack, an ace, and a king, an ace, and a queen, and I'm going to get 21. But then there's some days where I may only get 10, and I'm just like, this day is not as good. But I'm okay with that being okay. Because sometimes when you have anxiety or you have depression or you have PTSD or you're diagnosed with schizophrenia or some other form of mental illness, you're not always going to be okay, but you can find joy in that moment, because that's what it's about. You can find the peace of mind. You're more than your mental illness. You're more than what people say you are. You are just amazingly fabulous. So we're going to go to another song. And what are we going to play? Miracle by Lady Cassandra. was Lady Cassandra. This is Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host with Rolling with the Diva, and I'm here with Eli and Carrie today. They will be on the show in the future talking about long-distance dating. They are probably the only successful couple I know that dates long-distance. Mind you, they have their moments, but they are the sweetest, kindest, nicest couple there is, and they have a lot to say, and they're very wise and have a lot of wisdom. Say hi.
Hello.
So, Eli, would you like to say a couple words and prepare the audience for your show? Why do you feel you guys are successful in long-distance dating?
Trust, emotional stability, and plan for future college, I guess.
There you go. Carrie, would you agree with that? All right. So, there you go. We have it with Eli and Carrie, and we'll have them on the successful dating, not the catfishing people. Anyway, all right. So, we're going to keep talking, and we're opening the car door. Sorry about that. We're getting out. But we're going to talk about the we're going to play another song, but we're going to talk a little bit about, I was asking them to close the door because they were like, oh, my God. Hold on. All right. Sorry, we're back. Sorry about that. I was just trying to play another song. And so here we go. We're going to continue on, but before we continue on, I just want to remind you guys that we're talking about joy and happiness, the difference between joy and happiness. Joy is feeling it, no matter, even if you're not feeling it. The ability to be okay and know you're not okay, but still smile. Happiness is almost like, I'm happy, but I'm not going to be okay. But and happiness is more of like an emotional, but joy is being thankful for what's going on and you can still be okay. For those living in the United States, you can call 211 in your area if you're having you need any referrals for counseling, for family counseling, for domestic violence, for emotional support, for helping with job changes, and they can refer you to counselors. If you're suicidal and you are feeling you need to kill yourself right now, you need to call 911 or get to the nearest emergency room. You're loved, you're wanted, and you are somebody's mother, brother, sister, father, brother, coworker, and friend, and you're wanted. It may not seem like that right now, and you may seem like you're in a dark place, but no, you're not alone, and you're wanted and cared for. So please don't give up on life. This is Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host, just letting you guys know that I have my own official podcast under iHeartRadio, praise God. Thank you, God. I'm excited, and thank you to Kimmy at Elations Radio. And these podcasts will be heard on Kimmy's, too, at Elations Radio. I will be on Elations Magazine and Radio on Friday with the Diva Hour. We're going to be talking about my life as a Williams sister, my life as what is growing up with famous siblings, and a lot of other stuff. So talking about that, the reason that I brought up joy, because right now we know that my half-sister Serena Williams is playing tennis, and so is Venus Williams. And people have accused me of Venus envy and that I'm envious of them and of Venus especially, but I'm not. It was a book that was wrote, and my words taken out of context, and I was not including on the making of that. And that was not by my sisters. That was by a totally different author. I will not even give him the credit of giving his name. But I'm not envious of anybody. You know what I have? I have this joy. I want to see people successful. I want to see people succeed. Yes, it is hard being a sibling, a famous sibling, because everybody has the expectation. Sometimes people don't want to hear some of the things that went on in their family, the things that we suffered when my dad left my mom for their mom, and they made a family. So there are things, and that was part of my depression. I've had to overcome that and some of my anxiety for that. Those are my siblings. But do I hold any grudges against them? No, because I'm joyful that I actually have a lot of siblings around the world and that I am just able to pray for them every day and to love them as they are. No, we don't have a relationship and we don't talk. That used to bother me, but then I realized it's whatever is in the plans of the earth and whatever the universe wants, that's what's going to happen. So I have to take life as it comes and as it is. But let's just talk about, I'm 54. It was a long haul for me the last month. going up and down with my anxiety, going up and down with my depression, turning 54, feeling like I wasn't where I needed to be because I was not married, I'm not dating, I can't seem to function in a relationship the way that I need other adults to function. I'm the adult, but they don't want to be an adult, and they want to do things that are not okay. So I've had to move on, and now I'm content and happy. And do I want a relationship? Yeah. Will I be in a relationship? Yes. In the future, when it's supposed to be my time, but at the moment in this time right now, I'm loving myself and accepting myself as it is. And there was a person I really loved deeply, and I still love deeply, and I know that eventually that it will eventually come to pass, and it will work out for us. But at this moment in time right now, it's just in a hold pattern, and I'm okay with that. And, you know, so there was a lot of things going on with my weight, with my height, with the limp that I have, with some of my teeth missing, things like that, and working on getting those things fixed, and people asking me about my limp and why was my leg this or why was that? So having to answer all those. But then I just realized one day I had an epiphany. All that stuff doesn't matter. And I need to be able to tell people, I have joy. I love my life. I'm not always happy, but I love my life and I'm joyful for it. I have my sons. I have my dogs. I have family and I have friends and I'm okay. And now I tell people, if they're not close to me, please don't ask me about my leg. Don't ask me about this or that, because you know what? That's something personal. Somebody, we all have something about our body that we don't like, but it's not that I don't like my legs. Those are arthritis, and I have to have hip surgery. So you need to be okay with you, and you need to find joy and peace and be knowing that you are important, you're loved, you're more than enough, you are beautiful, and you have a goal, and you have goals, you have a life vision, and you have a life passion. So before we go, I'm going to challenge you guys to build a vision board. Diva, what's a vision board? Okay, I'll tell you. A vision board is this. You take a big poster board. You put on there everything that you want to do in your life. It's almost like a bucket list. It's a little bit more of a vision because there's certain goals that you want to achieve in your life. So for me, I already got my license for a travel agent. Now I want to be a travel agent that's focused on mental health tours, on sports tours, and I want to become really established in taking people on cruises. So I put that on five places I want to take people on cruises, five sporting events. I also want to finish up my certification, well, actually start and finish my certification for a specialized program called Heart Therapy to help people. That I put on my board. That's a training in Oregon and a training I can do online. Then I also want to go and get my internship, finish my internship, we'll start and finish my internship for substance abuse counselor and be a clinical diagnose so I can dual diagnose people with mental health and substance abuse problems to help them. Those are my three things that I want to see come to fruition in the next, put all that on my vision board and I check it off and I can put dates on there. But remember, sometimes dates have to be adjusted, but that's okay. You're not giving up on it. And then I keep that in a room where I can see it. And as I go, I check those off. You can put a sticky, done, achieve. Because as you do that, your vision's coming now into life. It's taking its own life, and it's coming in. You're saying, I've done this. I am amazing. I've done this. That's a vision board. And we'll talk next time on our next show, not the one tomorrow. Tomorrow's with our at Strength by Lisa. And she is a sport and is a fitness coach. She's going to talk about mental health, health, and how those all correlate, because you need to have a balance for your mind, body, and soul to be at peace, okay? So thank you for listening with Rolling with the Diva today. I love you guys so much. If you ever need anything or you ever have any questions, please email me at cvwtdiva@gmail.com. And don't forget that you are wanted, you are loved, you are fabulous. You are just important, and you bring joy and life to your part of the world. No matter what anybody says to you, you know what? You are important. And if you're around people that are not bringing you up, then you need to move on and get away from them. I want to give a shout-out in this part of this end part of the show as we go out. And the last song is brought to you by CatLady305 on Instagram. That's CAT_lady305. And here's her, and this is what she has to say. If you're looking for that new fashion fix, go see @cat_lady305 for all your jewelry needs. Her website is www.jazzyjewelspaparazzi.us. So I'll spell it out, www.jazzyjewelspaparazzi.us for a full line of jewelry accessories. And she has some wonderful prices, and you can look fabulous for under $30. And ladies, you want to check her out. She's a great person. She lives here in Las Vegas, so just love it. I'm really excited because on July 24th, I will be interviewing Clarence Jones with he is a tailor for the NBA draft players, NFL, and a lot of famous people, including LeBron James. Tune in for that. It will be a live interview, and I hope that everybody will tune in. Thank you for tuning in with Rolling with a Diva. You guys are fabulous. You're amazing. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, not to harm you, but to give you a hope in the future. I hope that you guys really, really understand that God loves you. He wants what's best for you. Sometimes he has to say no, but he's working your plan. Don't worry about what's on somebody else's side of their fence. Just look at what's on yours and do what you need to do to be successful, because you know what? You are blessed. You are awesome. And as I always say, you're more than enough, and you are wanted. And never, ever let anybody tell you any different, okay? Because you are just a fabulous. I love you all, and thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern for another Rolling with a Diva. This is Sabrina Williams, and we're signing off with no boundaries.